Cold storage is the current gold standard preservation method for intestinal allografts. However, the intestine is highly sensitive to cold storage-induced ischemia reperfusion injury, which causes intestinal epithelial loss, contributing to acute allograft rejection in 60 to 87% of recipients. Epithelial regeneration is critical and relies on intestinal epithelial stem cell proliferation. For liver and kidney allografts, normothermic machine perfusion, also known as NMP, is an improved preservation method that prevents cold storage-associated ischemia reperfusion injury. However, NMP has not been described for full-length bowel. So therefore, we hypothesize that, compared to cold storage, intestinal NMP will induce less epithelial injury and better protect intestinal stem cell regenerative potential and viability. Three porcine full-length intestines were initially flushed with cold UW solution. Isolated segments of jejunum and ileum were then either stored at 4 degrees Celsius, which was the cold storage, or perfused with a whole blood-based perfusate at 34 degrees Celsius for 6 hours. Chew grating was used to assess histologic injury. Crypts were isolated after initial flushing, which served as the control, and also after 6 hours of cold storage or NMP and plated in 3D culture. Spheroid number and size were quantified over 120 hours to determine if ischemia affects the spheroid-forming ability of crypts, which is the intestinal stem cell viability, and also the intestinal stem cell regenerative potential. Biomarker expression of intestinal stem cells, cellular proliferation, apoptosis, and hypoxia were measured using quantitative reverse transcriptase PCR. Differences within and between groups were compared using two-way ANOVA, and significance was set at p less than 0.05. Histologically, NMP-preserved intestine had segmental areas of mild to moderate villous epithelial loss and restitution compared to control or cold-stored intestine. However, at all culture time points, jejunal and ileal NMP spheroid areas were significantly larger than control and cold-storage spheroids. At 48 hours, crypt plating efficiency of NMP-preserved intestine was significantly greater than both jejunal and ileal control and cold-stored ileum. Gene expression revealed significant upregulation of genes associated with intestinal stem cell and cellular proliferation. So therefore, intestinal NMP upregulates those genes that are associated with intestinal stem cells and cellular proliferation, and also increases intestinal stem cell regenerative potential and viability. Thus, compared to cold storage, NMP may improve allograft health, resulting in transplantation of healthier bowel and superior recipient survival.